Good evening, Pastor Schaefer here. I'm on the phone with the trustees from our church. We had a short meeting, and we're also going to pray out loud and we're going to record that for everyone, because there are some people out there that are really hurting right now, and there's some difficult situations. The Bible says in James chapter 5 and verse 16, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." That is a precious verse. So prayer does a lot. It helps. And so tonight I just wanted to do this podcast of the men of the church in the leadership praying. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we think of this virus that's sweeping across our country and even the whole world, Lord, we wonder if it's a judgment from God. We know the state of our nation. We know the terrible evil that has gone on. And so, Lord, if that is what this is, we understand. And we are so thankful, Lord, that the people in our church have been protected. None of our members or anyone that goes to our church has contracted the virus. And, Lord, we thank you so much for that. And we just ask that you would continue to protect us. And, Lord, financially even, the church is doing really well, and I just thank you and praise you for that and how you've taken care of all of us. And as we come before you, there are certain people, Lord, we would like to bring before you. Gail Konski's cousin's son, Bill, he has the virus. We haven't heard anything further on how he's doing, but we just pray for him for healing. We have a nurse that is a member of our church that right now has been assigned to a virus floor in the hospital. So I pray for her, Lord, that you would help her and protect her while she's doing that. And we think of Lou and Jen and Alexander and Ella, my daughter and their family, that all four of them have the virus. But, Lord, I am so thankful that they're getting over it, and pray that Lou would be able to start work again soon. We think of Deborah Conklin's dad, who is in a nursing home, and we know the virus is in that home, and he doesn't have it, Lord, and I just pray that you would protect him. And we think of this pastor down in Milford whose son, Jonathan, has the virus, and he's pretty bad with it, Lord, and right now he's on dialysis, and Father, we just ask that he would be able to pull through and be able to survive this. And then we think of this man, Eugene, who died just recently in New York City from the virus. We think of his family, the Davenport family, Lord. I pray for them during this difficult time. Help them, Lord, with their grief. And if any of them need to be saved, Lord, I pray that you would speak to their hearts for salvation. And then we think of Salathea's Uncle Henry, who passed away today from the virus. We pray for Juanita Giles, who is Salathea's aunt, and I know that she's very grief-stricken over what happened with Henry. We pray for her, Lord, too, as well, that you would help her through this difficult time. I believe she's a believer. Henry was definitely saved, so we thank you for that. And Lord, there's probably other situations out there that we don't even know about. And so I pray that you'd be with the men now as they continue praying. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we plead our case on the coronavirus. We pray that you put a hedge about our church and your church body, that you keep your people healthy and holy. May this coronavirus be a wake-up call, a revival to your people, and an awakening to the unsaved. I pray for President Trump as he is making many decisions, and the biggest one as far as reopening this economy. I pray that he is doing his best, and I do believe that he is doing well. There are many mistakes that have happened, but I believe that he is doing his best, and there will always be questions and 2020 hindsight. Please give strength to he and his cabinet and the task force that he has created, and that you give wisdom to the task force as far as reopening our economy. Give the wisdom to the governors of the states that have been hit most of the coronavirus, and may their economies be reopened and regain strength. I pray for our church body, for nurses that are close to the coronavirus patients. Give them strength, wisdom, and safety from the coronavirus itself. I pray for the Davenports, for their loss of their relative Eugene. Give them strength, wisdom, and perseverance, and the faith in you, Jesus. I pray for Jonathan and his full recovery through this coronavirus issue. I pray for the Jen and Ella and Alexander, that bring them through with full health. They're still coming through the coronavirus, and they have gone through the worst part, but I pray that you give them full health. I pray for Salathea Giles, and for the loss of her uncle, that you give her strength and understanding that Henry is in heaven by your side. Bless the people as they listen to hear, and as we go forth with our prayers, bless the rest of the men that are praying tonight. I pray these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this time to pray to you, Lord. I pray that you would just watch over our church as you have been. Keep us all healthy. Keep at your arms to protect us. Lord, I pray that you would just heal those who are sick within this virus, to banish this virus from our planet, if you meant well. Lord, I also pray that you would just watch over the rest of us and give us wisdom to do the right thing and to do what is right for everybody, maintain our distances. Lord, I also pray that you would just give the doctors the wisdom and the knowledge to fight this disease, to give them the abilities to come up with a vaccine and help us to get through this long, long ordeal. Lord, I also pray that you would just keep all those who died from the virus in your thoughts and in your loving care. Also, Lord, I pray that this virus will end quickly and we'll get our country back to what it was before. Maybe not exactly, but we'll be back talking to people and seeing people again. It's very disturbing out there now. Lord, we pray this all in your son's holy name. Amen.
Father, as we continue our prayers, Lord, we think about Chronicles 7:14. It tells you about the nation. If the nation will repent, the Lord will forgive us of our sins. Lord, look at the United States of America and throughout our country. Lord, look at them. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for ourselves. We ask for forgiveness for our country and the countries throughout the world. Lord, and we ask for repentance. Lord, may you take this virus and push it away. Lord, we think of all the people that are involved. You got the doctors and ambulance drivers, nurses, so many others that are involved in trying to take care of these patients. Lord, we ask for families to comfort them, the loss of many people that have died from this virus. And Lord, we think about the policemen and firemen that have caught the virus also. Put a blessing on them. Put a blessing on all the people throughout the world. Lord, may people get saved through this. Lord, we think about the missionaries out in the field. May you take care of their needs. Lord, put a protection on them, Lord, so that they won't get the virus and they continue their missions that they're in different countries that they are working with. Lord, you do so much. We thank you for the ones that are healthy. Lord, may we continue to put masks on, stay away from people. May this country and the world stay away from each other, keep the distance so that we can get rid of this virus and, Lord, we can get back to normal, whatever that is. It's going to take time. Lord, we just thank you, especially for our salvation. May people get saved through this crisis. Lord, people will repent and come to you, Lord. We love you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, guys. And there'll be another podcast tomorrow. I'll be talking to you folks tomorrow. And have a great rest of the day. And know that we are praying. God bless you. Goodbye.